This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry. Well, I knew it would happen, okay? This morning in Stockholm, the Nobel Prize Committee announced that Romanian-born German writer Herta Mueller has won the Nobel Prize.
You knew that would happen.
Well, I knew that I'd eventually have to read the Atomschauker, which is her latest novel. Everything I Possess, I Carry With Me. She's also the writer of The Passport and The Land of Green Plums. And yes, this is the first time I've ever heard of Herta Mueller, which just shows you how ignorant I am. But the Nobel Prize Committee, the Swedish Academy, described her with a concentration of poetry and frankness of prose. She depicts the landscape of the dispossessed. She gets a $1.4 million prize. Here to talk about it is Patrick Henry Backus-Bass, book editor of Essence magazine and our contributor. So they overlooked a lot of folks to get to Herta Mueller, and we should congratulate her, of course.
We should, absolutely. That wacky Nobel board. Everyone was the odds on money was for Amos Oz.
Right, the Israeli writer.
The Israeli writer, you know, who has an amazing memoir, A Tale of Love and Darkness. And then the dark horse, the Susan Lucci and Randy Newman of the Nobel for Literature, Joyce Carol Oates, and Philip Roth, you know, who were both robbed. You know,
you think they were robbed? Well, American hasn't won since Toni Morrison, right?
Well, this is, Celeste and John, this is the crazy thing about the winner this year. The latest judge said that he wanted the Nobel Prizes to be less Eurocentric. And what do? They go with the German woman, you know. And I think it's about plane fare to Oslo.
Well, but isn't there something about the Nobel, the Swedish Academy's invitation to discover a writer that's new that is valid in your view?
Well, not
or
really.
Not new, but someone who you might not have, someone who might have been overlooked.
Well, Bob Dylan was also in contention for the award. And what I'm thinking is perhaps Bob Dylan split the vote between Joyce Carol Oates and possibly Philip Roth. But there was also Cormac McCarthy, who was also ran. There was Thomas Pynchon, who's done an amazing book, Inherent Vice, this year. Dr. Maya Angelou, who TMZ had pronounced was ill, so people were looking at her favorability. It's going up because people thought, hey, you know, Dr. Angelou, 80 years old, this may be the time to give it to her. Still no award. And Adonis, who's an amazing Syrian poet. There have been some controversy about whether or not poets were going to get the Nobel Prize. It's been since 1990 since a poet has won. So the odds on favor, if it wasn't going to be Mueller, who really is truly a come from behind winner, it was going to be Adonis, who's a Syrian poet.
Does the Nobel Prize for Literature sell books, in your view?
It doesn't sell books, but what it does do, it can resuscitate a career. It keeps your books in print forever. You will always have the seal. You'll always have that medal. You'll also have the memories of that amazing ceremony, you know, that probably two people in the world watch.
You're sounding a little bitter.
You're also going to end up on a lot of college course curriculum guides.
No, but you're one of 100 authors in the world who, you know, have this distinguished honor.
And we should note that there are some famous authors, some extraordinary writers who never got the Nobel. Nabokov, Proust, many others.
Exactly. Now, one of the things that we should also know is that the Nobel Prize resuscitated careers like William Faulkner.
Right.
William Faulkner's books were out of print
Indeed.
Until he won Nobel Prize in 1949.
So we want to remind people, Herta Mueller, a German writer who was born in Romania, has won the Nobel Prize for Literature, and that was just announced this morning by the Swedish Academy. Her prize for that is a $1.4 million prize. It's probably good, because as you say, it doesn't sell
the book. And
a ticket to Oslo. Yeah. Patrick Henry Bass, books editor of Essence magazine and Takeaway contributor. Thanks.
Thank you.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.